you know, incredible game. You know, when you're, you know, it kind of makes, I think, the competitive side and the entertainment side and just all the things you love about basketball, you know, just big shot after big shot. You know, one team was down, had to fight to come back. Then the other team was down, they had to fight to come back. You know, just big-time character win. It's one of those games you don't want anybody to lose. We're fortunate to make some big ones down the stretch to win. But, you know, look, the freshman, Jordan Stanky, he was great, 23 points. You know, Faure played great. You know, Illis played great. You know, they were tough. Dave Brown made some big shots. You know, they play without Perry, which is a big loss for them. But I thought, I told the staff before the game, when the players know this, I told them before the game, I'm like, you know, this is going to be a challenge because of their size. You know, and we've got to learn how to figure out how we can play against that size. You know, and then we try to blitz them inside, and you know they dominated us with the cutting and movement. We weren't able to trap them inside. We couldn't guard them one-on-one. We fouled them, you know, and that gave them confidence, you know. And then on the other side, you know, we started out a little slow offensively in the second half and then had to get going again. But, you know, it just, you know, right now it just revolved around the post play. That's what did us in terms of losing our lead.
You protested a fair amount of those foul calls in the second half, and I also saw you had a conversation with the refs that started in the first half. Did you feel that some of those foul calls?
Yeah, I just thought, listen, I'm not saying we don't look at, they're big and strong, but they're just initiating a lot of contact. Like the offensive player is trying to gain position. So then what do you want the defense to do, right? He's trying his – and I got to go watch. You know, sometimes things happen fast, but we're just trying to play without our hands and move our feet. And you know, those guys are posting up hard, and now there's gonna be some contact.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, like, are we going to call that consistently? Because now we're at a default because we don't post up like that offensively. So now the game changes. Like, and so I was just trying to make a point of, like, if we're going to call that, that's going to work in their favor, and that's going to put us on our heels, which it did. Now we're playing timid because we're fouling, you know, and that's all I was trying to get done. And, you know, I'm sure there were some fouls there, but they are very, very physical inside. They may really carve out space and get into your body. And like, if a guy's getting into your body, what do you want the defense to do? Now he's trying to move his feet. I mean, it was like a collision every time down the floor, the way that they post up.
And then my follow up to that is, you guys have obviously had some pretty rough second halves this year. But you didn't call timeout on the 8-0 run, and it didn't seem like you were too like upset with your team's intensity and effort. Did you feel like that it was an intensity effort problem, or is it just kind of you guys?
I told the staff and told the players they were going to throw the ball inside every possession with Perry out. So I knew like what was happening. I wasn't going to be able to change it. You know, now I could call timeout and, you know, probably could have used one there and called a little bit earlier beforehand. But sometimes I'm looking at it more like, all right, I kind of knew that was going to happen. And then I knew it was going to be hard to blitz them. And that, like, so it wasn't anything like, I just thought we had to try to, it was more like, all right, what do we need to do now than calling timeout? And so I just tried to adjust how we were going to play them in the post, because that was the issue. That was the biggest issue. You know, but one of the little kids that came to the game said to me, "Coach, you got to call a timeout when they take the momentum away." So I probably got to take his advice.
Yeah, Coach, speaking of timeouts, just wondering, what did you tell the guys during that last timeout before the last offensive possession of the game to get them ready for that?
The one we won with?
Yeah.
You know, we were going to go with Ant. You know, Ant's just so, he's so long. You know, and, you know, the possession, probably the time that we scored right before that, or possession before that, and had scored.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to try to get him going downhill and see if he can score it again. They did a decent job, but then it got back to him, and then he carved out a little space along that left baseline and was able to, I don't know how he made that shot. He's a talented kid. He is. He's a talented kid.
And then he had the chase down block at the end there.
Yeah. He made sure I knew he got the block.
You know, you talked about Ant and Miles after the American game or last game. You know, as seniors that kind of really helped your team and just made big plays, and obviously he does that, and you know, Kai was awesome, but he kind of got beaten on the dribble there, and then
who did?
I think it was Kai. I'm pretty sure.
When
Simon kind of dribbled past him, I'm not sure if it was his fault.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And then
play.
Ant bailed him out. Just what, you know, Miles was good too today. Like, what is Ant and Miles kind of?
Yeah, they've just been now. Miles has been through a little bit more than Ant, but Ant's been those are our most experienced players. And so, you know, they've played like older guys. That's their, like, you watch Ant during the game, late in the game, it didn't look like he thought it was an overtime game. Like, he looked very confident, very, you know, his heartbeat wasn't moving up. He was just confident in his stuff. Sometimes you're like, yo, he's not focused. He's not, and you know, he has a lot of confidence in himself in the, you know, right now the moment's not too big for them. Sometimes when you're a younger player, you just don't have that experience, so the moments can be too big for you.
Yeah, another guy who came up big today was Alexander.
He was great.
Led the team in scoring, looked really comfortable just creating his own shot out there, and I was just wondering what you think his role is within the team.
Yeah, like he did not play great against American. You know, he looked fatigued. I think sometimes, like, when you're a student athlete, like, you're, especially here at BU, you're putting a ton of time into your academics. I mean, it can wear on you, you know. And as a coach, I'm just preparing for games. I'm preparing for practice. I don't have to study. You know, I'm coming every day. I got energy. Like, you know, like, these guys, they're going through what you guys go through. Then they got to perform. And I think sometimes, like, his level of consistency has kind of gone up and down, but a lot of it has been, I think, handling being a student athlete when you talk to him. And so, you know, his role with us is, you know, he's a guy that we have a lot of confidence in. He's a really good decision maker, you know, where he can. He's a good passer. He's a very good defender. He's a good rebound for a freshman. He's a really good defender. I mean, he's one of the best freshman defenders I've ever had. You know, and that really helps us defensively to have a guy like that. He's tough. He looks at himself as a two-way guy. Like, when I recruited him, I was like, tell me about your game. He's like, I feel like I'm a two-way guy. I feel like I'm a guy that'll defend. I'm like, oh my God. Like, no one says that, you know? So his role, I think this team has gone where, you know, as you know, different guys have been our leading scorers, and we've had a lot of them, you know. But he's a guy that we depend on a lot to defend and rebound, and then, you know, score the ball too and make plays for others. Like, he's a really good all-around player. You know, to be a starter as a freshman and to have a night like tonight, that means a lot.
What do you think about Ethan today? You know, I thought you played really well.
Oh, I know. And it's hard. Like, I you know, I went with Ben Roy. Sometimes, like, all right, we start, that you end the half, the regulation, and then, all right, we got, you know, you think about your rhythm, trying to get into a rhythm. But he's a guy that I had in my mind, like, all right, we might want to use Ethan at some point. But I thought he was really settled in. I thought he had a good game. I mean, 6 for 11. I thought he played very well. 12 points, 5 rebounds. Didn't play a ton down the stretch, you know, but that's, you know, sometimes that's how it goes. But I could have easily went with him, too.
Yeah. I've just noticed over the past 4 games, especially the home games I've been at, that he's had some tough moments. You've kind of gotten into him a bit, taken him off the
court. Yeah.
And one thing about him is that he never stops shooting. He'll always.
Yeah, and sometimes we think he's a little too tentative, but yeah, you're right. Like, you know, honestly, when I look at him, I see so much potential. And so when it doesn't happen, you know, those are the guys that end up getting it from me a lot when I feel like they're really good. Like, you're a guy I can depend on, you're really good. And so, but I think the thing that I have to be careful with is, like, it's his first year with me. Miles knows me inside and out. He knows our system. Ethan, this is his first time going through it. And so I have to really be careful going forward, I think, because I am demanding, because I think he's really good, but I also have to be honest in the fact that this is his first year with me. He's still learning what we're doing.
And then I just have one more.
But that's a good observation, because you're right.
Yeah. This is obviously your first three-game win streak. You said after American that if you want to do something special for me, you have to win three games in a row.
It was hard. We gave it away. We gave it away twice. Yeah.
How much does just getting over the hump finally just, like, mean to your team, you know, two games before tournament actually starts?
Yeah, I like I said, I think we're outside of our, like, I'll watch the film, and there's other things I'm sure we didn't do great, but the post is something that we got to figure out. But I think we're turning the corner in terms of our offense and being confident. We don't look like the same team we looked like 3 weeks ago. You know, we struggled at Army. They beat us up inside. You know, I think that's what people are trying to do. We got to figure that out. But outside of that game, from the Colgate game, I think we played pretty well, and including that game, we've been pretty consistent. More consistent. I should say more consistent. Guys are getting more comfortable. My teams always play better down the stretch, though. We always do.
Yeah, I guess just one last one. You know, such an up and down game. How were you able to keep the guys so composed and ready for, you know, the moments late in the game? And
yeah,
what do you think?
I thought the staff did a really good job of keeping the guys positive when we lost the lead and lost and went into overtime, and kid banked the shot to put it in overtime. And, you know, I thought the staff did a really good job, and I thought our players did a good job of not allowing that to impact that last 5 minute segment. You know, we just kept grinding, kept coming at them. They were coming at us, we were coming at them. It was just a great war, you know, and we were able to make a few more plays, but, you know, I thought the staff did a good job, and I thought our older guys, Miles, and, you know, in particular, were really good in the huddle in terms of just staying positive. All right. Good observations, though, man. You're good.